Hello, everyone. This is a honor and pleasure to have here with us. He's a great guest. This is our second guest for 2024. Her name is Tracy Herbert. Tracy is a coach that's going to help you guys to have hope and longevity. She's going to talk to us how we can have it. And then welcome to our platform today, Tracy Herbert. How are you doing, Tracy?
Oh, fantastic. And I appreciate you having me on so much. I look forward to having some fun with you.
Man, it's a honor to have you on a show. Tracy, I've been watching you what you did. I saw you in a video, I watched you in a video riding a bike a long way. Explain to us about that. How did you do that, Tracy?
I started in San Francisco at the Golden Gate Bridge, and I ended in New York City at the Brooklyn Bridge, 3,527 miles.
Well, how can I do that? How can I do it myself as a young man? How?
Well, it started out when I was 17 years old, not when I started riding my bicycle, but it started when I was 17. I was lying in a hospital bed fighting for my life, and the
Wow.
doctor walks in and he says, "Young lady, you're going to be dead in 20 years. You're going to have horrible complications. You're going to go blind. You're going to have your legs amputated, and
Wow.
you're never going to be able to have any children." And as he turned around and walked away, he said, "You have diabetes. You have to take shots every day for the rest of your life because there's
Wow.
not a cure." And he left, and I had no hope. So, back to your story about my bicycle ride across the United
Yes.
States, I did that to celebrate, and I use celebrate in quotes because I chose to have the right mindset to be better and not bitter about my diagnosis. And so I did that to celebrate 40 years of living with type 1 diabetes. And as a grandmother, very few people will pick up their bicycle and go 3,527 miles, but I did.
Wow, praise the Lord. I'm so happy to hear that. Your great testimony, Tracy. Tracy, you tell me you're a good mother. You do look like you're a good mother. You like a young face. Like I can give you 40 or 50 years old like that. Wow, amazing, Tracy. Nice to hear about that. Wow. Congratulations, Tracy. Tracy, your point is to give people hope. And then you say a wonderful word without hope. Everything is over because to have hope, we should have faith. And then faith is the booster that can help people overcome all kind of disease, all kind of circumstances. How can I help those people have hope? How do they have hope? Because many people, when the doctor diagnoses them, they all get diabetes, gonna die, and automatically they lose hope. How can I help those people to increase their hope, please?
And it doesn't even matter if you have a medical diagnosis or you just feeling like you're getting older and you don't have hope. That's where you have to change your mindset and you start thinking about it. And people always talk about the doctor when I was in the
Okay.
ICU because everybody says, "Well, that doctor had horrible bedside manners." And I said, "Actually, that was a huge blessing for me because it made me realize at 17 years old, man, we have to have hope." And
Yes.
so I realized as I was struggling the first, 6 months, a year of living with this disease,
Okay.
that everybody kept telling me the same thing. You're going to be dead in 20 years. You're going to die
Wow.
with horrible complications. You're never going to be able to have children. Well, I have two children and I'm a grandmother of six. So everything,
Congratulations.
thank you. So everything they were saying, what man was saying, had no impact on what truly God had planned for me. And
Amen.
God knew before he created the universe what was going
Yes.
to happen to me that day in 1977. He knew.
Correct.
And then
Correct.
he knew that I'd ride my bike across the country, which I felt like he was calling me to do. But he
Okay.
knew, but he also gave me the right mindset and the right about me to say, "I'm not going to listen to that doctor. I'm not going to listen to all
Yes.
these medical experts.
Yes.
I'm going to do what I felt was possible to do." And so I started researching in a medical school library way
Okay.
back 47 years ago, and I
Perfect.
started learning everything I could do to take care of my own health because I
Perfect.
kept thinking, "Not going to happen. It's not the gut feeling. I guess maybe I was a smart aleck teenager, and I kept saying, 'I'm not going to die in 20 years. I'm not going to do it.'" And so through that research, I started realizing what people can do to live a longer, healthier, and
Yes,
happier life.
yes, yes.
Because, you could live a long life, but if you don't, if you're not happy, if you're not fulfilled, why live longer? So my
Yes.
point is always, I want to live as long as I can and do the things that I love to do and what God's called me to do. And then
Perfect.
just say, you know what? When my time is done, I'm going to be okay with that. But I also am not that grandma who wants to sit out on the front porch and rock in a rocking chair.
All
Because
right.
I have too much to offer and I have too much passion about helping other people.
Sure,
And
sure.
so when I was about a month after I was diagnosed, I went on my first outing and I went to a movie, which we've all gone to the cinema and gone to the
Okay.
movie
Yes,
theater.
yes.
And all my friends were getting the popcorn and the soft drinks and things. And I couldn't have any of that. And so I asked the concession stand clerk for just a small cup so I could get a drink out of the water fountain. I mean, this
Okay.
was way before diet soft drinks, way before bottled water.
Okay.
And she looked at me and she said, no. And I said, oh, I'll be glad to pay for the cup. And she said, no. And I just, all of a sudden, I just lost it and I started crying.
Wow.
I'm running out of the movie theater. Again, I'm 17 years old. And I
Wow.
start thinking, why me, God? Why me?
Oh my
And I'm
goodness.
driving home and I got in bed sobbing and thinking my life was over. And at that
Okay.
moment, I said, Tracy, you got two choices. You can be better or you can be bitter. And so
Yes.
that moment, 47 years later,
Yes.
I still every day saying, I choose to be better. I mean, we all struggle with things. I mean,
Yes.
none of us are exempt from having struggles in our lives. But when we learn how to change that struggle from thinking, poor, poor, pitiful me, to,
Yes.
oh, wait a minute, Tracy, how can I help someone else
Yes.
realize that life isn't over? And so it's been a process for me for all these decades, learning what I can do, not just a smart, a medical researcher, yes, obviously, a health coach,
Yes.
yes,
Yes.
obviously. But what it came down to with me, and this happened about 15, 18 years ago, I just felt like I was in the Bible one morning doing my Bible study, and I just kept feeling like hope, hope. And, the last 4 years, there's been a lot of people that have been hopeless, that's
Yes, it
with what's
is.
going on in the world.
Yes.
And it just, God gave me the oomph to get out there and keep talking, keep telling people there's hope, no matter
Amen.
what you're struggling with. As
Amen.
long as you have breath, you
Yes.
have hope and you have
Perfect.
life. And so
Correct.
why sit there and say, oh, I can't do that or I shouldn't do that? You do what God's called you to do and don't be afraid and take one
Yes,
step forward
it
and then
is.
another step forward. And I have to go back and talk about my bike ride a little bit because that was a true transformation in my life. Because yes, I still have the type 1 diabetes. I still need insulin or I die. But every day I was on my bicycle and I was riding through rural areas and I wasn't around a lot of people. And so I would sit there and people always ask me, what books did you listen to? I
Yes.
didn't. What music did you listen to? I didn't. It was a time for me just to get to know myself again. And I
Sure.
had some of the best worship time of my life because I was
Wow.
sitting there singing on my bicycle, and just praising God for the beauty around us and just another day of life. And so
Amen.
when you have the right mindset, your whole life changes.
Correct.
And when I wrote my first book, I started reading and thinking about, okay, what can I do to make this simple for people? And
Yes.
so my first book, I really wrote down, started thinking, why am I still alive? Because that's the number one question every doctor asks me is, why are you still alive and what are you doing? And
Sure.
so then I start telling them, but it all boils down to my 3M formula. You have to have the right mindset, like we've talked about, but you have to learn to eat to live. Don't live
Yes.
to eat. So mouth is the second one. And
Sure.
third, we have to get out of our chairs and move more because
Yes.
we sit around too much. We're not eating the healthy kind of foods. And when we don't eat the right kind of foods, then We're lethargic. We want to sit around and watch TV all night, and we're not doing the things that God's called us to do. So
yes.
That's why I keep telling people, you just start practicing the 3M formula, mind, mouth, and move, and you're going to start seeing how different you are. Because I have more energy in my 60s than I had in my 30s. And it's all because of this 3M formula.
Yes.
So I love to get that out to talk to people about it. Because again, you know, we're all called to something. Some of us are called to very small things like myself, but others are called to huge things. And it doesn't matter if it's huge or if it's small. God put it on your heart, what you're supposed to do. You and I have the same, you know, same kind of passion about communicating to people. But, you know, he gave you a different gift than he gave me. And he gave you a different passion than he gave me.
Yes.
I love that because none of us want to be the same. But yet all of us together, we all make up what this place is called Earth, where we can help and encourage and inspire others to not just have hope, but hope for the future and what the future holds.
Thank you, Tracy, for the wonderful testimony about how you overcome your situations, especially your diabetes. And then that is very good for others to understand that not everything doctor says, you have to take it from heart. You know, go to the other source, and which means God, because God is the only one that can give you hope. Because when everything on earth seem down, put your faith in God. Look up, say, Lord, doctor has told me the last word, but I believe the last word is always from your mouth. And then, as Tracy said, practice the 3 formula, mind, mouth, and move. And then if you mind think about God, mouth think healthy things, and move, action step. And then you're going to see everything gonna start going to change. And then, Tracy, what inspired you to become who you are today? Because you put your trust in God, because God is the source of hope. And what I love from that, and you have to get faith. Somebody loses hope because they lose faith. And if you lose faith, you cannot get it somewhere. You cannot go to a pharmacy and say, hey, give me a box of faith or another kind of faith. You have to go to the source, which is God. And the Bible says truly, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, faith is a substance hoped for. The evidence you're not seeing. And it said clearly in the same chapter 11, verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And then to have faith, how can you have faith? In the same book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing comes from the word of God. You have to listen what God says about you. People can say you're down, you have no future. And if you listen to God's words, God said something in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11 says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plan of peace and not of evil. And that's the plan God has for Tracy can be here today. Doctor said, there's no hope for Tracy. And God had said to her, I know the plan I have for you, plan of peace. And the same hope, guys, Tracy wants to give to you, spiritual hope and healthy hope. And medical hope, as you say, that how to help you get rid of diabetes, to live with it, three things, mind, mouth, and move. Tracy, how you get that wonderful formula? How did you get that?
It took probably about 30 years to truly figure this all out.
Okay.
Because I kept thinking, okay, this was working. And I'll give you a great example of that. I used to eat a typical standard North American diet, which was, you know, a lot of what I consider now unhealthy, but it was considered totally healthy for people with diabetes.
Okay.
And I started noticing my blood sugars would spike an hour or so after I ate, and then you crash, and then you're exhausted. And this happens with everybody with or without diabetes.
Wow.
When I started realizing that, oh, wait a minute. So I start eating foods that are low glycemic, and all that is foods that don't spike your blood sugar as high, you know, as much. But when I started eating foods that kept me more level, like, you know, some vegetables, some protein, and healthy fats for breakfast, which is unheard of, I started having more energy. And then I started thinking the same thing about my lunches. You know, we've all gone out and had pizza or pasta or whatever for lunch. And a couple hours later, most people are grabbing a soft drink or grabbing some candy or cookies or something because you have that crash again with or without diabetes. But when I started realizing, wait a minute, Tracy, you can eat the same thing you had for breakfast, for lunch, the same kind of stuff.
Okay.
And your blood sugar stays level. I mean, it's like I'm flatlined, which is a good thing, unless you're in the hospital, you know.
But
it really does make a huge impact. And because I started thinking about what I had changed and what I started doing, and I've always been an athlete my whole entire life.
Okay.
And I, but once at 17, again, when I was in the medical school library, and I started really researching and seeing why exercise is so important. And it's not just for blood sugar control, but it's for everything, especially as we age. We don't want to be where our bones don't move. You know, our muscles are, you know, lethargic and don't do anything.
Correct.
You want to be able to keep going, keep going. And so at 30 years old, when I really started beginning to believe the doctors, when I was so tired all the time, I just was in a horrible, horrible spot. And I was in a deep, bad spot.
Wow.
And I went back into the medical school libraries again and researching, because again, y'all, this was way before the internet.
Yes.
You know, but I started realizing that, Tracy, you know, start doing these things and you're going to probably have more energy. And the more I started doing it and people started noticing a change in me, and I kept thinking, okay, what's going on? And then it took me about a year to really get it, saying, okay, this is the right way to do it. You know, people say, don't you hate not being able to have certain kind of foods or dessert, especially, which I've not really ever had dessert since I was 17. And I'm like, no, because when you start having energy and you start feeling so much better, why would you want to go back to that old nasty kind of food?
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
that's nice.
Yes.
You're
and you
right.
know, then you start realizing, oh, I'm sleeping better, because, you know, a lot of people eat dinner at a big, big meal very late in the evening. And then you go to bed and expect, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to sleep so good because I ate a big meal. The opposite is true. So when you eat dinner a little bit earlier and then let your stomach digest, read, walk, watch TV, whatever you do, then you have a much better, you know, well-rested night.
Correct.
And the sleep is so, so important, not just for our health, but also our mental clarity, our mindset thing. You know, it's all so, it's amazing. Until I started really researching, it's amazing how it's all works together, the whole entire body.
Yes.
If you don't have the right mindset, you're going to eat the junk food, and then you're not going to want to go work out or exercise or walk or whatever it is you want to do. You don't have the right mindset and you don't go for a walk, you're going to probably binge out watching TV all night, eating food that is not good for the body. So when I look at my body and I sit there and I question myself and I say, okay, Tracy, is this going to help me or is it going to hurt me?
Yes.
Is it going to get to me to where I want to go with more energy, or is it going to make me lethargic? Or better yet, I pray and I ask God, is this going to help me or is this going to hurt me? Because
Amen.
This is the temple. This is his temple.
His temple, you know? You have to keep it clean.
So when you start really thinking about things like that, so people always ask me, the number one question is, how in the world do you stay so focused on what you eat? And I'm like, I don't want to go back to that old person that was eating the bad food. Even though I always ate healthy, it really wasn't as healthy as I eat now.
Yes, perfect, Tracy. Thank you so much for sharing all this wonderful information. It's going to help us live better, happier, and with hope, especially everything comes from the mind. If you can control your mind to know why you eat this, even if you see it can taste good in your mouth, you say, but for my body, not going to be good, let me avoid it and eat something better that can help me to reach my goal, my diet, like that. And Tracy, what is the sense you can conclude to those listeners so that they can get to the action step now, what they can do in one sentence to get to the step to help them, you know, start a good diet for their diabetes? And if they lose hope, how they can get the hope back?
First thing you always do is take one small little step, whatever that one little step is. Replace a donut with an apple, or decide to go for a walk. And then the second thing is just don't put on too many goals. So many people put goals that I'm going to do this, this, and this. One thing, manage it for a week or two, and then add another thing. So simple steps equals huge changes. And keep hope. We get discouraged sometimes. Stay in the Word if you're a believer. Listen to positive things on the podcast, you know, YouTube. There's so many positive things out there. But then most importantly is don't ever lose hope. When you start feeling hopeless, make a mind shift change. Again, we're back to the mindset. You know, make a shift and say, okay, not today. I'm going to have a positive mindset. And get up in the morning and say one thing you're grateful for. Hey, if nothing else, you're alive. And there's a lot of people that aren't alive today. So you wake up and you say, thank you, God, for another day of life, or thank you for the another day of life.
Praise God.
And those kind of things every day totally transform your life. But stay in the positive mindset. Have a good community of people that are around you, that encourage you, inspire you, especially when it comes time to exercise and eating healthy. And if those people say, oh, go ahead, you want this pizza or you want this dessert or whatever, then just say, no, thank you. But be strong enough and believe and have enough self-confidence that you can do it. Because when you start letting those people in your lives that start telling you what you can't do, just say, I can. From I can't to I can.
Thank you, Tracy, for your great testimony and great advice to us how we can manage our appetite. And then everybody listening to us right now, you can find Tracy on Amazon. I'm going to post his link on that podcast interview. You can find Tracy as you click that link, and then you can find Tracy there. And then listeners, it's time to wise up, to say no to things that can affect your health. Because if you have a good habit eating, they're going to help you to have a good habit in your mind, in your health. Because what you put in your mouth affect your body, affect your mind. And then if you think good, according to your healthy diet, you're going to be able to get more energy. Because you cannot think if you don't have energy. If you think all your life eating, you know, junk food, bad food, drinking Coca-Cola all the time, can I affect your kidney, affect your brain? It's not bad to eat to drink Coca-Cola, but if you stay only one place, you're in an office, you never work out, never go to sport, never do any exercises, and then you drink bad things, all the calories stay in your body can affect your health. Please move, as you say, don't stay one mind. Three method, remember that. Mind, mouth, and move. Do exercise, can help you to stay healthier and happier. With Tracy Herbert. Thank you for listening to our podcast, every listeners, to Daily Inspirational Quotes with Tracy Herbert. Have a wonderful moment. Thank you for coming, Tracy. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on our podcast today. Thank you so much for coming. See you another time, Tracy. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.